Good afternoon, Millie.
Hi, Michaela. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for joining us. So, first off, the Buy from the Bush campaign, it's such a fantastic idea, but where did the inspiration come from?
So, Gracie Brennan, who is the founder of Buy from the Bush, who is also a Warren local, originally from Sydney, as am I, basically got an email from a family friend saying that their theme for their Kris Kringle was Buy from the Bush this year, and was just looking for a few recommendations of local boutiques, businesses that the family could have a look at to buy their gifts. And Gracie thought, well, why not? There are great businesses out here. Let's see if we can broadcast it to, I think we probably thought at that point it would be friends and friends of friends and maybe family, but it turns out we've broadcasted it to the masses, and we can be more thankful for people taking it on.
Yeah, it definitely is such a lovely initiative. So for people who haven't heard about it, how does it work?
So it's a very, very simple concept. At the moment it is based around social media. We are featuring beautiful boutiques, businesses, side hustles, artisans in drought-affected rural communities Australia-wide. We feature their product or business on our page, and we give you direct links in as to how to contact the business, whether it's direct message, giving them a phone call, or looking on their website. And that's that. Find something you like, buy it, and end up with a beautiful gift from the bush to give to a loved one this Christmas, or a cheeky guilty purchase for yourself.
Yeah, Christmas shopping is usually 50% me, 50% everyone else, so I completely understand that one.
Exactly.
Your campaign has now over 139,000 Instagram and Facebook followers. So how has this success, I guess, translated into a local community like your hometown in Warren?
Look, the flow-on effect has been huge. So a lot of the little small communities around in New South Wales and actually Australia-wide, they're getting a massive peak in sales, and the local post offices are generally franchised branches. So obviously the flow-on effect to the post office is huge, and some shops and side hustles on farms. I mean, you know, someone in Changi, Mink and Me in Changi, has had to take on 5 extra staff since she was featured 8 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And things like that, employing, whether it's employing local people to help directly with, whether it's packaging, making, in a shop selling, or even if it's things like Sarah Cannon in Hay, who we've also featured. She's using a local printer to get her artworks out, and things like that. And then someone might have the extra cash. Miss Vet in Canamble had a bit of extra cash from when we featured her, and she went into town, she bought a coffee, she got a haircut, she got her nails done, that sort of thing. I mean, it's quite extraordinary, the flow-on effect. It's not just helping these small businesses, which was basically the whole point of the initiative, is keeping doors open in the boutiques, but also the post offices and the hairdressers and the services in the town. So it's great what everyone's doing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like some lovely work and some good news to hear in amongst all of the bushfires and the drought that's happening at the moment. I guess, yeah, just to finish up as well, what does the future look like for the Buy for the Bush campaign?
Busy is one word I would describe it. Look, I mean, in a way, on one hand, you hope that the drought is over tomorrow, which it's just not going to be. Whether it rains, whether it floods, even in the next couple of months, it's been 4 years now for our local area. Parts of Queensland have been going through this drought on and off for 10 years. So it's going to take a really long time for economies and small towns to correct themselves. So we are just trying to get as many small businesses out there, whether there are people that have just started, people that didn't have enough confidence to put their work out into the world. We just want to help them, support them, and just do what we can to get the word out that there are some really great bush businesses, and I think we've done that, and I think the city has taken it on board, and we cannot thank the people that are purchasing from Buy From The Bush. It's a little bit of a Christmas miracle, so thank you.
No, thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you, but I think that's about all we've got time for this afternoon.
Thanks, Michaela. Thanks very much for having me.
No, thank you, Millie.